It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. On the phone with us this morning, Matt Dineen, and excited to talk about the finally happening rescheduled outdoor concert at the new amphitheater at Freeman Lake.
Yes, that's correct. The Emerald Cathedral Amphitheater, we are very excited to have our first concert finally this Saturday, September 19th. The concert is from 3 to 5. The gates will open at 2 p.m., and we're just thrilled to have some local talent to help us open that up. We have Wyatt Miller and Gracie Yates, and the Heart of Kentucky Men's Chorus will be there. So this is a great prelude to our city's wine festival, which is later that evening from 5 to 10.
Be a pretty packed weekend around the lake. Now, when you say the gates open, folks obviously may not have seen this place yet because it is so new and things have been kind of shut down. Where do you park and how do you get to the amphitheater?
We have parking available at the First Presbyterian Church off of Pear Orchard Road. There's also a trailhead parking area there. And Grace Heartland Church is also allowing us to park our attendees to park there. And so we're excited to have a partnership with both those churches. So, and if, you know, if people would like to hike in, they can always park at the north end of Freeman Lake there along Ring Road. And it's just about a half a mile hike in. If they choose to enjoy the walk along the trail, they can also do that. So, you know, there's opportunities to park all over the place. But the closest is the First Presbyterian Church parking lot.
Now, social distancing applies, obviously. What's the seating capacity going to be for this event?
You know, well, now, the venue itself seats 500. We don't anticipate that many people. We do have all of our rows and benches are 6 to 8 feet apart. And, you know, we do want folks to wear their mask, and we'll have plenty of hand sanitizer there for them. And, you know, there's opportunities there to bring your own lawn chair and to sit along the trail and listen to the music. So there is a safety factor there that we want people to adhere to. And as always, during this time, we want people to have a good time, but we also want them to be conscientious of you know, those folks around them.
And
stay safe.
What's the cost for this event?
We're asking folks that come in if they would like to make a donation of $10 to Green Space to help us maintain the trail in the event area. That would be greatly appreciated. You know, we can never close down the trail as you go in. But if you do make a contribution to Green Space of $10, you will have an opportunity to win a free ticket to the wine festival later that evening. We will have a drawing. People will get a ticket. And at the end of the concert, we'll do a drawing for a couple of tickets. So we hope folks will help us out and make a contribution and you know, help Green Space maintain all of our trails around Elizabethtown.
All right. Where can folks get more details on the concert?
They can also visit the Green Space Facebook page, or they can probably the best place is on our Facebook page. So stop by Facebook, and they'll see some videos, and they'll see some information there regarding the concert.
That is Matt Dineen with Green Space talking about the concert this coming weekend, and hope everybody gets a chance to go out and check out the new amphitheater.
Thank you so much.
We are Quixie 98.3.